Discussion 5? My goodness. And it's Sunday today. And we had a very special breakfast this morning with croissants and lots of goodies and a lot of old favorites. And they were always there. Now, what did you contribute to the breakfast this morning? And Ingeborg, if you can't use your imagination and come up with something absolutely fantastic, I'll be surprised. Now, what did you contribute to the breakfast this morning?
To the blessing.
Go ahead,
of the food. To the blessing of the food.
What did you do?
I bless the food.
What did you do? What did you say?
This food is healthy for my body and filled with love.
Now, what makes you think that that's so powerful?
Every word, every thought, I think, has power in itself.
Yeah, and you're saying this food is healthy for my body and fills love, then how is that a contribution to somebody else's blessing?
But they are... It is...
They're my creation.
Everybody in the world is my creation. So yes. First I take care of myself. First I take care of the practitioner inside here. And I say, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. Now eat. Isn't that true?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you meant to say, wasn't it? I thought it was. What did you contribute to the breakfast this morning, Christina?
To the breakfast.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. And what did you contribute to the breakfast activity this morning, to the affair, to the program, to the eating, to the talking, to the sharing, to the drinking, to the laughing, to the singing?
Well, I contributed my voice for the Om this morning.
Wow.
And
I
like me and I'm peace.
That sounds good. And what else did you contribute? You might as well hold this thing while you're talking and pass it around. What else did you contribute?
Myself.
Yeah. Well, who is you?
Well, I'm a beautiful, intelligent, gentle woman.
Ooh, beautiful. Okay, that's true. And what did the rest of them think when you contributed this to the breakfast?
They enjoyed it.
Yummy, 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 yummy.
Did they just eat you up?
Yes.
And did you just give yourself so openly saying, yes?
Yes.
I am pure love, right?
Yes, right.
Or something like that?
Something like that.
Beautiful. Well, now, what do you think the princess over here, Lady Gertrude?
I had all...
Great singer. What do you think she contributed?
I had all in my mind what Christina said.
In your own words.
I do.
Yeah. Good thoughts, just sort of
I contribute, is the soup you can have. My very special voice. My good thoughts about everybody. My joy to live, my happiness, my good-looking self.
Joy!
My laughter and my joy to live.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think any of them were able to take it? That's pretty hot stuff. Do you think they could handle any of that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
It was easier.
Yes.
Why?
Because they are in my world, and I created them so.
They are your...
My reflection.
They're your reflection.
My mirror.
Your mirror, your studio.
Yes.
Yeah. They are an exact replica of what you have in your mind. And so if you have good thoughts in your mind, everybody thinks good thoughts. And if you have miserable thoughts in your mind, everybody thinks miserable thoughts. So you never allow yourself to think miserable thoughts.
No. Here it's not possible to have a miserable thought in my mind. Really?
That's
so easy.
Well, this is it. We turn every thought into its silk purse.
Yes.
It may have been a sow's ear at one time, but it's a silk purse when we get done with it.
Yes.
Beautiful. Anything else?
No.
Then who are you going to turn the microphone over to?
To Sylvia.
Sylvia what?
the queen.
Oh, my goodness. And you're the princess during this time. Is it queen or queen mother? Is this Latifa?
You have to.
Oh, Latifa sounds good.
Yeah.
Yes, my love?
You haven't asked the question.
Oh, what did you contribute to our morning breakfast, our morning activity here? What did you bring to it that is so unique, so beautiful, so fabulous?
Well, what I contributed to this morning was the ballet of my stem cells, the dancing of my original purity and integrity.
Hooey, hooey, hooey.
Oh, yes, and it was a beautiful performance.
Keep it up.
Yes, I will. The dancing, they just got used to it. Now they're
going to, huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, now that they're going to dance always.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And as soon as the next 10,000 come out, they'll dance.
They dance and dance and
dance. And they teach everybody to dance. Well, when are they going to get any work done?
Well, that dancing is what it's all about.
I see. That's mm-hmm. so sweet to work, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, are they happy?
Oh, you bet. Bless you.
Why are they happy?
Because that's part of the original purity and integrity.
I see. Just that's, part of it, huh?
Well, that's the divine pattern, which... Yeah, that's the divine pattern of everything.
But why is it there's unhappiness in the world?
Unhappiness? What's that?
We're talking about.
There's why only the divine pattern of happiness.
Why is there unhappiness in the world?
Well, I don't know that word, but it could be that it's joy in written in a different way.
All right. Now, what do you do when you see unhappiness in the world? What do you do when you see unhappiness in the world?
Well, I don't know it, so I can't see it. I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. You. What do you mean? No, you don't see unhappiness in the world because you are.
I'm happiness.
Happiness, and you cannot see something that's not you.
Exactly.
And if you see happiness in the world, that's what you are. And if you see unhappiness in the world, that's what you are. Now, do you see unhappiness in the world?
No, I don't.
Don't
I see happiness.
Yes, you see happiness. Now,
happiness.
I say, why don't you? Why don't you? And you're untouched by that nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're untouched by that nonsense. You just say, hey, let's play the glad game. You don't say yes or no to those things. You just say, don't even acknowledge that it exists. And
yep.
You're doing just great. Now,
yep.
What did you want to repeat what you first started to say when you started to say something?
The ballet of my stem cells. That was my contribution.
What is the music that they're balleting to? Dancing to?
Well, it's a divine musical.
Is it
I think
the
it's called.
Suite?
No, it's called divine musical.
It's the divine music.
Musical, yeah.
Is it classical or is it light classic?
I don't know.
It has no definition.
I see.
But okay. It's very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Like Donald Smolder telling it to shut up, huh? In Richard Bach's book.
Well, I turn on the switch and I'm not concerned about anything else.
Very good. Smarty pants. Okay, very good, very good. Ellen, can you top this? Ellen, what did you contribute to our morning time, pre and breakfast and so forth, that made it worthwhile for us to have you here in our world?
Well, that was well said. My first contribution was to let you begin the Om, and just I just harmonized with it. That was
that good?
Was a very good contribution. Yes.
Is she number one?
Yeah. Oy, 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 oy.
Beautiful.
Well, and then I built a tower of gladness here with the croissants. And it was the symbol of the morning breakfast, the fire of the day, with a symbol of a tower in the middle of the table, breakfast table.
So on top of it.
On top, I put it on top of the bread, so it everybody could see what I had to share.
Put it on top of the
bread, the croissant, yeah.
At one time, she put it on top of the bread.
Well, I see. The bread had been there, and then she put that on top of the bread. It was on top of the water. Oh, I see you're contributing to your tower
of gladness. I have gladness, peace, and that was the fire for the day.
Alright, yeah, that's
yeah.
A good start, I guess.
Oh yeah, that was the continuation of the start.
See it and grab it.
Everybody, yes, it was the continuation of the start. Well, and then I put my sexy part out. In I had here my blouse, wait. Anita showed me that it needs to be sewn, so I gave a little part of my perfect divine body to share with it. Whoever look at this. You know the trick now, Anita. All right. So, and then I shared a part of my breakfast with Little Love, who had his.
Who's Little Love?
My doggy.
Your which doggy?
My little beautiful love doggy.
What breed brand?
A pincher, a mini pincher.
Mini pincher.
Yeah.
Okay. You see, this may be heard by thousands of people around the world through the internet, and they pick it up and they say, "Who's she?"
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a little mini pincher, 8 years old, the cutest thing you can imagine. Well, now you all know. So I shared a little bit of my breakfast with him, and so that was. A little part of
my
contribution. And here goes the microphone to Queen Anita.
Welcome to my breakfast table.
Thank you. We're honored.
Now, Herb, what question would you like to ask me?
What did you contribute to the morning program that made us all keel over with laughter and joy and peace and just wish that you would speak on and on and on and on and on.
Okay, my contribution this morning to the breakfast table is, first of all, sitting here very, very comfortably, just letting it go, hey? And then totally and completely enjoying a very, very delicious croissant with lots of butter on it and lots of Nutella, which is the chocolate spread, and really enjoying it. Just sitting here and being and enjoying that croissant. And also sitting next to Herb. Herb sits right next to me at the table, and I always feel inclined to clean his stuff away when he eats. It's like a habit. Mm-hmm, yeah. I always put that stuff away. And today, I actually didn't. And today,
you added to it.
I didn't even add to it because I forgot to put the banana there.
Oh, no, you put your orange peel on.
Oh, yeah, that was the next step. So here is Herb. He gets, like, every day a certain entourage around his table, his plate, and that includes fruits and a banana. The banana is actually quite important. Today there wasn't any because I didn't put it on the fruit plate, and I didn't see it because I was just enjoying the talks so much and my croissant, and I really didn't see it, and it felt so good. Felt so good. And then Herb got up and got himself one, and I even got a reminder from my left side, from Ellen. With
no, I thought he had already got one.
And she gave me a big
pet.
And it was quite beautiful too, because I still, in quote, didn't care, because I thought, how wonderful, and it made me laugh so much seeing you enjoying that banana. It was so nice to see that, because it didn't matter, it's not that important. And then, what else did I contribute? Okay, let's say it differently. The concept of how I thought about it before isn't that important. And I think my biggest contribution this morning is that I giggled heaps inside. I was constantly laughing inside. I was laughing, enjoying being here, enjoying looking at each one. I really looked at each face and I thought, gosh, they're beautiful. They're all so beautiful. And I think that's enough for now.
Very well. Now, what good does it do us to put this sort of information on a talk?
No.
What good does it do? In every home in the world, as they listen to this on the international programming, as other people listen to this and they say, what a bunch of silly geese, you know? Is this the type of things they think about at breakfast time? And what would you say? Is this the type of thing you think about at breakfast time?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's fun.
It illumines your day, doesn't
it? Yes, it does.
It gets you a good start. And you open up your heart, you open up your mind, you open up your thought to all that is good. And even old Stick-in-the-Mud here, who had a little trouble getting started, we should have started with Anita, huh? And ended with you. Then you'd never stop talking, because you'd have all that ammunition. But this is great. This is great. And what we want to do every day of our life is open up our day with happiness in our heart, with a joyful attitude. And the joyful attitude is, like I said, what was the redeeming quality that the movie had for you last night? We're not living in the past when we're thinking that. We're living in the present, because as we think of the redeeming quality, it's taking place right now. Taking place right now. And why do I say, what was the redeeming quality? Because it's so easy to take the unredeeming quality. It's so easy to take the negative aspect of what a film did. Oh, I didn't like that film. There was just too much this or that, you know. But find the good. Find the glad attitude in the film. The joyful attitude. Find the joyful attitude in everything. As you're sitting around the table with yourself alone or with anybody else. Be a sparkle. Don't be a stick in the mud. Because if you're a stick in the mud, you're going to have the other person be a stick in the mud, and then there'll be two stick in the muds or more, and it's no fun at all. It's no fun at all. No. When I'm at the table, normally, I inspire talking. Well, Herb, you're this, you're that. No. If I'm not here, Ellen does. And if Ellen doesn't, if she's not here, then Ingeborg or Sylvia does. And Ingeborg and Sylvia have an agreement that they both shut up if they and not get on each other's nerves. They'll just be quiet. Well, now, that's not right. They should get on each other's nerves with love and joy and peace and harmony, right? Right?
They do.
Ingeborg?
Yes.
Right, Sylvia? Right. Yeah. And what sort of things do you say to each other when you're alone?
you say, please pass the bread, and things like that. But my point is not to pick on anybody on this, because everybody has this situation, that if Martin comes to the table and he's unhappy, and you say, Martin, what's the problem? And so you say, I guess I won't talk to you because you're so upset. Well, that's not the thing to do. But that's the time for you to be Pollyanna. That's the time for you to say, boy, Luna and I just had the most wonderful walk this morning. We went out and we met these dogs. And all these dogs tried to approach Luna because Luna has not been fixed. She still is a female dog. And she's in heat. And all these dogs came up and wanted to say hello to Luna. And I had to say, no, boys, no. Luna's spoken for. No. And so they all said, well, why do you preserve this princess just for somebody else? You know, we're here. And she's saying this to her son. And her son is looking at her and saying to himself, rrr. And he looks at her and says, rrr, rrr. And he looks at her and he says, ah. And he looks at her and says, did you have to kick him away? And Gertrude says, well, of course not, Martin. I just told them. I told them the facts of life. She's spoken for. Me. I want her to be unwed. I don't want her to have a bunch of babies. But I don't want her to be fixed. You know, I want her to just be a happy dog, you know. And so I put diapers on her during her period of time. That's no big deal. And Martin says, mother, you know, what sort of a silly woman are you? And you say, well, I'm your mother. You trained me that way. Oh, come on. You see, and that certainly establishes a conversation, doesn't it? And the way you want it, in the direction that you want it. And you don't care about the fact that he had two flat tires on the way to work yesterday and he's kind of upset about everything. But that doesn't bother you. But why should it? You know, it's his flat tires. But why should it bother you? Oh, I know why it bothers you. You know why it bothered Gertrude? Because Martin called her up and asked her to come and bring him some fresh tires. And she had to get involved in his program. And his program, but was she unhappy? She says, Martin, I'm right in the middle of my shower. I'll be another half an hour. So you go into the nearby bar and have a pizza. A pizza. And he says, yeah, it's noontime. That's right, Mom. Mom, what are you doing in the shower at noon? Well, I've had a very busy morning. I never didn't get a chance to take my shower, you know. And so I'm taking it now. Well, Mom, I'm waiting here. Martin, I have told you, go in the nearby store there and have a pizza. And he said, Mom, there's only a tavern here. Well, then go have a beer. Well, I can't drink beer while I'm driving. And Martin, if I have to tell you another thing to do, you won't like it. He says, well, what would you tell me to do? Well, I tell you, order a tow truck. Forget me. I'm out of the show. You either work on my
plan.
My plan or none at all. And he said, Mom, you're always there when I call on you. Yes, that's true. But I think I've graduated. I think I've graduated so that I now let you take care of yourself. But Mom, I have to pay for it when somebody else comes. And she says, isn't that interesting? Have you ever thought of paying me for being helpful to you, coming and bringing spare tires to you and things like that? Never. No, never. How many times you fixed up my apartment for me? How many times you done these things for me? You know, when I asked you. And you say, well, I don't have time right now. I've got a paying job. I got a paying... Well, what do you think I am? I'm paying you with love all the time. I'm paying you with the ability to be here. Now, it's a conversation. And make the conversation positive. And then what does Gertrude say to her son? She says, Martin, of all my children, you are the most exciting. You really are lots of fun. It's a joy to have you as my child. I love you, I love you, I love you. But Mom, I want some money. Martin, I love you. You know? Don't answer the question the way they want. That's your coin. That's your money. Because I know I've been through that. We all have. And it's not bad and it's not good. But it's just a matter of be untouched. Be untouched. I'm sorry, I can't help you. I don't have any money. I'd love to help you. Oh, my goodness, I'd love to help you. You know, and that's nonsense. if you would love to help him and you wanted to give him money and you didn't have any money, you'd go to the bank and get a loan. You know, if you really wanted to. But you want to let him walk his own path, you know. And this is a neat thing, you know. Because a lot of times we lie. I don't have any. That's not the point. You don't intend to have any. And if you had it, you wouldn't give it. And it shouldn't. If you're on top of yourself. So always be master of yourself. And always do things that make you happy. Tell me what makes you happy.
Being myself. And having fun. Well,
yes.
That's
that phrase. You see, I have a lot of students, and these students come at me with phrases that we use, and they say, be myself and have fun. They say, I look at the things that I like to do, and then I do them, you know. Well, that's not what I want to hear. I want to hear being myself and having fun. I want to hear being myself and having fun. Being myself and having fun. This is a phrase that you use and you use and you use. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 2 is 4. I don't want to hear 1 plus 1 equals 2, and 1 plus 3 equals 4. I want to hear 2 times 2 equals 4. See, the phrase gets into your consciousness. I like me. 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 I like. Well, you don't want to say that. You get sick and tired of saying it. You say, no meaning to it. There doesn't have to be meaning to it. 2 times 2 is 4, whether there's meaning to it or not. And pretty soon your subconscious mind, which objected to it, lets it in. And when it lets it in, the learning is done. You've broken through into the inner sanctum, where the inner sanctum says, I knew that all along. Mm-hmm. You know? But this is what we do. So when we're doing things, we have certain sprick words, we have certain words that are utilized to express something. You know, like I say, jump in the lake. That means I'm done talking with you about your conversation, about your project. Or I say, put it up your nose, you know. That means I'm really done talking to you about your program, you know. And you say, Herb, that's not very discreet. That's not very nice. No, and I didn't intend it to be very nice. But the thing is, I don't create people coming at me with problems that I have to say something like that. I have to think of naughty words because I don't know them. I don't use them. You say, well, Herb, sometimes you say goddamn and things like that. And I said, yeah, but I don't know them. They're not my words. They're merely words that are in your vocabulary that say, if I hear that, I'm going to get shook up. You know, that's what you do. Could you imagine the Pope saying goddamn?
No.
You know, what would you think if the Pope said that? You'd think, hey, boy. You've got a very limited vocabulary there. And why is the Pope so special?
He represents God.
What if Jesus said goddamn?
He doesn't.
But if he said it?
That doesn't fit, yeah?
That's the point. It doesn't fit. Mm-hmm. Now, when it doesn't fit, then you stop and you look at yourself and say, why am I hearing this? Why is this coming into my consciousness? Why am I hearing these words that make me feel it doesn't fit? And when you think about it, then you start realizing that what you're doing is, that's you. That's you. One woman we all know, her daughter was dressing up. Her daughter was dressing up in a very floozy way, in a way that was inviting trouble. Short skirts, you know, and other interesting ways of dress, and no belly, you know, and stuff like that. And what is she announcing to the world? She's announcing to the world 2 things, perhaps. One is, I'm going to be myself and have fun, or anybody want to play with me? You see? Now, what is your attitude about what you see? Do you think she's asking, does anybody want to play with me? Or do you think she's being herself and having fun? Now, if you can see herself being herself and having fun, then you are the master. But if you see her putting on a show, trying to bring herself trouble, then
That's you. That's you. And you say, my God, what am I, what, it's a parent or someone, what am I supposed to say to my kid, you know? Hey, you just say to your kid, sweetheart, you have the most beautiful body of any young person I have ever seen. You always wear clothes that show off your body in its most beautiful feminine form, and I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. And she said, you're proud of me wearing the short skirt? You don't even invite that comment. I'm so proud of you. You always wear lovely clothes. You always wear beautiful things. I'm just so proud. Now, sweetheart, next time you go shopping, could I go along? I'd like to see how you choose your clothes because you have such good taste. You do everything so beautiful. And what would happen? What would happen? The number one thing that would happen, you'd have a relationship. You'd have a relationship of love. And the two thing that would happen, she would quickly move into clothing that was acceptable in the eye of the public, because that's who she really wanted to appeal to. She was just trying to shock herself and yourself and the world.
Yeah.
She didn't want to really do that. She wasn't feeling good having her orange hair, you know. She wasn't feeling good having sparkles all over her face and stuff like that. Those are just things to... She's just being Rex, trying to get attention, going to our shoebox over here and taking all our shoes out and anything else he can find. He just wants attention. Now, are we wise enough to see that? Are we wise enough to know that that's part of the program? And when we guide ourselves and others in that program, beautiful things happen. We're fantastic, you know that. We do beautiful things. Now, why do we have our morning laughter sessions and our morning giggle sessions and our morning sessions of talking about seemingly nonsensical things? Think about why do we have it?
For our enjoyment. We have it for our own enjoyment.
Oh, you're so right. We have it for our own enjoyment. We have it because it makes us happy. Now, if we can inspire anybody else in the world to make them happy hearing us, and they do. People call me on the phone and they say, oh, I enjoyed that talk you had, and when I heard the Rex barking in the background, you know, I knew that, you know, something is live. and then when the phone rang, and then it stopped, you know, I realized you pressed the button and shut it off a lot, and what have you. You didn't even listen to see who it was. No, because I was giving a talk, you know. And then they say, and then when you have these people there and they're all giggling and they're laughing and they're, you know, it's so silly. I felt like I was right there with you, you know. I want to say, hey, I want to say something too. I want to say, and he's only listening to it on the internet, you know. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. I think perhaps my nephews like to do that too. And they never say anything, but they say, boy, I had a giggle over here. Oh, yeah, but then they don't finish it. They don't want me to know that they're listening. That's okay. I don't mind, do I?
No.
Not at all. I have fun. Now, how could we make our days more exciting? This morning I got up, did my thing, got all cleaned up, and had my cup of coffee, and brushed my teeth, and had my vitamins and all that good stuff. And I said, I am going to take 10 minutes and take care of Rex. And so I got a pig's ear out and I gave it to him and I closed the bathroom door so he couldn't go outside. And he says, oh. And so I took his brushes and I went over and sat down where he was. And he was chewing on the ear. And I said, Rex, I love you and I want to make you even more beautiful. So I took the brushes and I took the combs and I combed and I combed and I got a heap of fur, you know, all the dead hair that came off and some wasn't dead. And I combed away and combed away. And then he laid on his back, you know, put his tail between his legs there so I couldn't comb too much. But I pulled it back and combed away and combed away. And then I combed his feet and his toes. They were all nice and clean. And then his little hairs just sort of stuck up and on. So I took the scissors and I trimmed them off. And at first he says,
what are you doing? What are you doing? Don't you realize I've been raising that special, you know? And, you know, I want to look like a wildcat out in the jungle. And so, but he let me clip and trim. And then, after I finished, he stayed there. He didn't get up and go. I said, Rex, we're done now. He says, okay. So, he rolled back over and finished chewing on his ear. And I put away the tools, the brushes and the combs and so on. And I put away the pile of hair. And he was just fine. Now, why was I doing all that stuff? Why was I having so much fun? Why did I feel it was worth my time to take a moment with Rex?
Down.
Why was it important for me to take time for Rex?
Because you love him. You love yourself and you love him.
I love myself. And I do things with myself. Rex is merely like a good cup of coffee for me, you know. And the rest of you are merely like a glass of wine, you know. You're something beautiful. You're something delightful. I'm sorry. You're a good glass of champagne.
Uh-huh.
And you're wonderful in my world. And this is the way it should be, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Rex was merely the outlet for my sharing my eternal desire. Oh, I always wanted to be a hairdresser, you know. I always wanted to be a barber, I guess you say. I don't know what. But anyhow, really, a groomer. And then I had my chance. So I groomed Rex. And he just loved it. And you know, there was no dirt on him. There was no dust. There was no anything. He was just pure and beautiful and wonderful. And that is the way he should be. That's the way he should be. That's the way we should be. Now, what did I see on Rex?
Purity, perfection.
Purity and perfection. Was that so hard?
No.
And what do you see on anybody?
Purity and perfection.
And?
Laughter and
is
joy.
It there? When you comb, hang these hair. You see purity and perfection there?
Yes.
Does he like to have you comb his hair? Huh?
Yes.
Yes.
Better say yes.
No. She means it.
Yes.
She means it. Just like she likes to comb her hair, he likes to have her comb his. Because she takes that same love that she does on her hair, on his hair. And it's a little shorter now. But it's still a lot of hair, isn't it? He's got a good head of hair.
Yeah.
He'll probably have a good head of hair all of his life.
Yeah,
and bless him. I mean, we're all jealous in a nice way. But this is great. That's being yourself and having fun. Now, what did Pollyanna do? Did she have a doll? And the doll didn't look like much, did it? But it was her doll. And she loved it, didn't she? Even though she just had it for a short time. It was the fulfillment of a dream. Now, she was 13, 14 years old, or whatever she really was. And they tried to make her look younger. But it didn't quite work. She was a early teen, you know. And she was not this 8, 9-year-old they were trying to project her as. But she played it very well.
Mm-hmm.
She played it very well, and we thoroughly enjoyed it. So now, remember this. This is how every breakfast should be at your home, wherever you are. If you're in a restaurant, gather everybody around and say, we're going to laugh together. And I say, what? If you're at home, we're going to laugh together. And if it's Katerina, she has a problem. All she's got is dogs and cats and horses. And so she gathers her dogs and cats and horses around and says, we're having a tea party. And they love it. And she loves it. But you see, this is what makes life go round. being your own master. And who cares? Who cares what you do? Nobody. How many people are peeking in your kitchen window? Nobody. Even when people can peek in your kitchen window, they don't peek in your kitchen window. No. Yeah. People go down the street every day, they look in the window, they see people sitting there having breakfast, see people sitting there having breakfast. Pretty soon they don't look anymore, you know? But that's the fun of being yourself and having fun. So, today, think of this as a possibility for you and enjoy life with all the magic and mystery and wonder that it has, because you deserve every second of life. So, I love you, and we will see you at, what is it, 10:30? As we begin our next session, which is what number... what? 12, 13?
13.
13, yeah, 13. 13, 14, 15, 16. Mm-hmm. And then we only have two more days to get everything said. And so, keep your ears open. We'll have lots of fun. The time goes real fast. And today, Anita, you and I sit together and chat.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, it's Gertrude, right? Mm-hmm. And then the next day, it's you, Miss Christina. And the next day, it's Ellen, whether she likes it or not.
Why can't you say that?
Because I have some things to say to you.
Well, I have liked to say them already.
All right, right now? No. I have said them.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do when you and I get together, we're going to build on some concepts for you strengthening your spiritual path and your spiritual walk, where you are able to move forward without any thought of anything else. The same thing I said to Sylvia, and same thing I said to Ingeborg, same thing I said
just
to...
Just make it a little bit...
I plug in your name.
Getting
right,
a special.
Yeah. I just plug in her name, Christine. Yeah. That's the way to do it, huh?
Yeah.
End.